USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Utah Governor Republican Spencer Cox says that the state will drop mask mandates for the upcoming school year after weeks of protests from parents. He says the state's rising vaccination rates indicate that districts are prepared to limit restrictions. The U.S. State Department said this week it recently fined U.S. defense contractor Honeywell $13 million after the company was found to have harmed national security by sharing sensitive information about U.S. military aircraft with China and other countries. The documents violated the U.S. Arms Export Control Act and the U.S. International Traffic in Arms Regulations. The White House issued a proclamation on the National Day of Prayer Thursday, but President Biden left out one important word, God. Biden referenced Americans' many religious and belief systems and the power of prayer. In contrast, former President Trump mentioned God 5 times in 2017 and 11 times in 2020. USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
The St. Louis prosecutor who charged a couple with brandishing weapons against Black Lives Matter protesters that broke onto private property last summer could have her law license revoked for professional misconduct. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who charged Mark and Patricia McCloskey following the incident in July, has been accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts. The McCloskeys, claiming Gardner harbored bias against them, has asked for their criminal case to be revisited by a grand jury. Gardner was removed from the case in December. It's all about giving death row inmates a choice when lethal drugs are not available. Tim Berg explains.
South Carolina is one step closer to bringing back the firing squad. House lawmakers voted to pass a bill Wednesday that'll allow firing squads, and the state's governor says he'll sign it. The new bill means death row inmates will get to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available.
Three states that currently allow firing squads are Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pope talks nationalism and migration. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Pope Francis condemned aggressive nationalism as especially harmful to vulnerable foreigners, migrants, and refugees. The Pope delivered the remarks in his announcement on the theme, Towards an Ever Wider We. It's his annual message for the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, to be commemorated on September 26th. Francis emphasized that a fracturing of the collective purpose of we has become evident amid the COVID-19 pandemic and aggressive forms on nationalism. According to the COVID-19 vaccine tracker, the vaccination rate is about 25 times faster in countries with the highest incomes compared with the lowest. Francis further explained the theme expressed in this hope that we will think no longer in terms of them and those, but only us.
Pope Francis does address the crowd in St. Peter's Square every Sunday at noon, obviously when he's in Rome. President Biden taking questions from reporters outside the formal setting of a White House press conference is not something we recommend, Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted Thursday. He takes questions nearly every day he's out with the press. Psaki disclosed, a lot of times we say don't take questions, but he's going to do what he wants to do because he's the President of the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.